I'm going to start with a little bit of history, which is hopefully familiar to you all, so I'm going to kind of skim over it. But the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has long believed that nursing and nurses are critical to strengthening health care in this country. But the foundation really decided that they needed some evidence to show that that was true. So in 2008, they partnered with the Institute of Medicine to produce that report, which has disappeared from my screen for some reason. Ah, there you go. So they released in 2010, The Future of Nursing, Leading Change, Advancing Health, which was really a landmark report that talked about the need for nursing to be prepared for health system transformation, which we have certainly all begun experiencing since 2010, and that nurses need to be prepared to help lead and shape that change. So the report offers recommendations for transforming healthcare through nursing so that all Americans have access to high-quality care with nurses contributing to the full extent of their capacity. But neither one of either the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation or AARP, which had the Center to Champion Nursing in America, wanted those recommendations to just be one of those reports that comes out and everybody puts it on their shelf to collect dust for the next 10 years before they throw it out. So they decided in 2010 to get together and really launch a nationwide initiative to improve health through nursing called the Future of Nursing Campaign for Action. And I'm hoping that's familiar language to people as well. The campaign is working on both the national level and in states, engaging with consumers, nurses, other clinicians, insurers, healthcare systems, employers, educators, funders, and policymakers, all the stakeholders that need to be at the table and be involved in making a system change to implement the recommendations. They have launched action coalitions in all 50 states and one for the District of Columbia to really pave the way for action at that state level. And to date, those action coalitions have brought in more than $17 million in funding from hundreds of organizations and individuals. And their members include a wide range of people from healthcare, consumers, policymakers, business, academic, and philanthropic leaders. And together, they're all working to make sure that we implement that vision that was put out in the Future of Nursing report. So the report really is, and the work of the action coalitions are based on five pillars that came out of the recommendations. So the first one is advancing educational transformation. We need to make sure that our nursing workforce for the future is prepared by strengthening the education and training, but ensuring that nurses get a BSN is not enough. They feel that it's critically important to ensure that education for nurses includes the competencies that they will need to be able to practice in community and public health settings. Removing barriers to practice and care to expand access by maximizing the use of nurses and modernizing outdated policies that prevent nurses from practicing to the full level of their education and training. The report does focus to some extent on advanced practice nurses, but the campaign really needs all nurses, including those in public health, occupational health, school health, to really practice to the top of their education and training. The third pillar is leveraging nursing leadership. We need to prepare the next generation of nurses to meet the health, not care, but health needs of people, their families, and the communities in which they live, and to position nurses to lead change in their own organizations and in the communities and states for which they're responsible. The fifth pillar is promoting diversity. We really need to focus on recruiting and preparing the nursing profession to provide culturally competent care in a variety of settings to an aging and much more ethnically diverse population with more chronic illnesses. And the fifth one is fostering interprofessional collaboration. We need to promote a team-based approach to education and practice to improve the quality and coordination of health care. Working with partners is something that public health nurses know well. I don't know a single public health nurse I've ever worked with that hasn't involved partners in what we do. So that's one of the strengths we already bring to the table. In addition to the five pillars, one of the critical areas that's being focused on is accurate data. and they're focusing on accurate data to predict workforce needs and competencies, assess quality, determine what's working and what's not. But data can really, as public health nurses know very well again, inform everything that we do. So data collection, although not a pillar, is a major focus of what the action coalitions are working on. So that brings us to kind of the newer focus, the culture of health. So the Robert Wood Johnson's very ambitious but worthy goal to achieve a culture of health in our country is important as we rethink how we want to shape the healthcare system. To them, it means a nation in which being healthier and staying healthier are shared values, and where everyone, regardless of geographic, demographic, ethnic, racial, socioeconomic circumstances, has access to high-quality, cost-effective, and affordable healthcare. It means encouraging wellness is as high a priority as treating illness, where we pay more attention to the social determinants of health, such as food, exercise, housing, education, and where getting healthy and staying healthy are as fundamental rights in this country as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to do that, of course, we will need all of our partners again, including business, government, individuals, and organizations working together to really foster those healthy lifestyles. So today I'm going to talk about the progress of the engaging action coalitions in this work and discuss how public health nurse leaders are also working to build a culture of health across the country. So the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is looking to nurses, those state action coalitions, and its very new cohort of 25 public health nurse leaders to lead with the involvement and leadership of public health nurses that building of a culture of health across America. So a little history about the foundation's engagement with nursing and public health nursing. In 1998, because I was one of the members of that first cohort, they established the Robert Wood Johnson Executive Nurse Fellows Program. And 24 fellows have been working in public health at the time of their selection to the fellowship. They partnered, as I said, with IOM to produce the report in 2010. They've since then also hosted two summits at their headquarters in Princeton, New Jersey, on the future of public health nursing, and have issued reports from that. And I don't know if any of you all participated in the recent RWJF Google chat about culture of health, but I was so impressed in that session because one of the facilitators referred to Patty Garrity as a nurse practitioner. And she said, "No, ma'am, I'm not a nurse practitioner. I am a public health nurse." And I go, "Go, girl." Because I think a lot of times when we have advanced practice people working in public health, they don't see themselves as public health nurses, and other people don't see themselves as public health nursing. So I felt like that was a really important statement to be made. They also funded, a few years ago, the University of Michigan to conduct the first enumeration of public health nurses since the 1950s. So it was the first time our workforce had been officially counted since 1955. So it's nice to know how much of us there are and what we do and what our educational levels are. It refocused its vision to building a culture of health between 2013 and 2014. As I said, they've just recently selected a new cohort of public health nurse leaders. Unfortunately, it's a one-time cohort, but they will, there are 25 leaders from 22 states, and they'll have a two-year leadership experience that's focused on preparing them to be leaders in implementing this culture of health. And very shortly, they'll be announcing a new cohort of breakthrough nursing leaders in culture of health. So there'll be people who can already demonstrate they're doing things to promote a culture of health, and they will then get to take advantage of additional education, leadership development as well. So we need you. The first thing I did when I came into this position was to do a survey of the public health nursing organizations. So I used the Quad Council structure to do that. Unfortunately, we only had 120 public health nurses to respond. But the discouraging thing for me was that only 16 public health nurses from 13 states indicated in their response that they were engaged with their action coalitions. I think that was a real eye-opener for the foundation and AARP, who assumed when they wanted the action coalitions to take on culture of health, that public health nurses were already engaged in that leadership and could help to lead that. But we had 95 public health nurses who responded from 28 states and D.C. that they would like to be involved in their state's action coalitions. So I made it my business to provide each of them the link to the leaders of their state action coalition. And I'll tell you, I got a number of discouraging responses where the public health nurse followed up and was told by the action coalition that they had all their committees set and they didn't want any more people involved. So we will have some work with those action coalitions to get public health nurses engaged. But I think as they start thinking about culture of health, they may realize there's some expertise missing from their coalition. But a survey was done to find out, you know, are action coalitions already doing something about culture of health? And a number of them responded that, yes, they were. And on the next couple of slides are examples. So the Alabama Health Action Coalition developed a toolkit on nutritional topics that was presented to all the trainers in Gear Up Alabama, which works with 10,000 current 6th and 7th graders and their families to better prepare them for post-secondary education. And a part of that is, you know, improving everything about your life, including your health. The Minnesota Action Coalition was invited to be part of an advisory team with the Minnesota Department of Health and Human Services to raise awareness about among the older population about falls and that its impact in the state of Minnesota. And then the New York State Action Coalition's diversity team actually founded a National Association of Hispanic Nurses chapter in Westchester to really, because the need to address health care disparities was such a top priority, and that was the second largest Hispanic community in the state, they really want that new Association of Hispanic Nurses to help them address the unique health needs of the Hispanic community in the state. And this is just a sample. I didn't have time to include all of their ideas, so we just picked some to highlight. But opportunities for all nurses to lead that we need to take advantage of are, you know, any nurse, regardless of setting, can submit a letter to the editor on a health topic. So if there's a proposal out for a town or a city or a county to do complete streets, it would really help to have all nurses in the Action Coalition writing letters about the impact of that on health, rather than just hearing from nurses from the local city, county, or state health department. You can use the community health assessment rankings or, you know, the RWJF's county health rankings to determine actions that might have the biggest impact in your community. So look at how your county compares to other counties in your state, other counties of similar size, and figure out, you know, okay, maybe we need to put our actions in this, because for our state, which for me is North Carolina, this particular thing would have the biggest impact. So there's not a one-size-fits-all. Not all action coalitions will do the same things to promote a culture of health, but we need them all picking something that they are willing to work on that will help to promote that. So one of the things that I was asked to do by Sue Hefmiller was really to interview as many of those RWJ Executive Nurse Fellows who worked in public health as I could, to solicit ideas from them about, you know, what they thought we could get nurses across the country to do, to implement. I'll tell you that at least half of them said, nurses need to start with ourselves. Who's going to listen to us if we aren't the role models for healthy eating and regular exercise and taking care of our own health? So they really thought that was where all the action coalitions would start. And there was another smaller group, seven of them, really said, everybody needs to start where they work and make sure that your agency has healthy policies and practices. So getting healthy food policies, making sure that your environments are smoke-free and that includes e-cigarettes. Even hospitals in my state haven't been smoke-free that long, because we obviously grow tobacco and it's a big part of our economy, so getting anything done was huge. Other opportunities that came up on calls with them were, you know, you could hold brown bag lunches with a health education focus and offer concurrent testing or checking for, you know, for example, talk about heart disease and give everybody a blood pressure check, or talk about diabetes and offer free glucose testing to people who participate. I think that we've got to find language that doesn't sound like jargon when we talk to other people about culture of health, because that may resonate in the public health community, but I'm not sure culture of health resonates, at least in the way we want it to, with people who work in hospitals and other kinds of healthcare settings. But I think if we use CDC's winnable battles as the translational language, when I look at those winnable battles, I can see something that any nurse, regardless of their setting, can do to say, I can impact that winnable battle. And if we got the 4 million registered nurses in this country all doing one additional thing to impact those winnable battles, we would win them all. And wouldn't that be fabulous? A few other ideas that I got from people were, one county health department works with the restaurant association in their community, and every month, you know, those paper placemats that they put on tables when you go eat in restaurants, every month, every restaurant in the county has the same health message. So anywhere you go to eat in October, you get the health message about this. It's a different message in November, you know, and they try to coordinate, you know, National Heart Month or those kinds of things. But they have a different message every month. And just by working with the Restaurant Association, they said, you know, we have to print them anyway. Give us what you want to go on them, and, you know, we'll do it. So it's a very simple change for them. Offering mental health first aid classes as broadly as possible to as many people as possible. We're all hearing about how mental health is a source of our additional gun violence, all the kinds of things that are happening, you know, another very simple thing to do. So to learn more or get involved, here's a number of sites to learn more. The Foundation's Culture of Health Initiative. You can go to their basic website, RWJF, or you can go to their Culture of Health website to learn more about the Campaign for Action. Or if you want to get connected to your state leaders, you can go to the Campaign for Action website. And there's a button at the top. You can click on your state, and it will tell you who the leaders are. And you can actually email those leaders from the website. It will allow you to send an email to them to try to get connected. So that's a really nice function. If you don't have the websites written down and you need one after the presentation's over, or if you have ideas that you think need to go on the list to be considered by Action Coalitions, I've included my email on this slide so that you can get in touch with me after the presentation. And I would ask you, this is my official request, help improve the health of our country. Join or support your Action Coalition. Sign up for emails, alerts, and newsletters from the Campaign for Action. Visit the website, participate in our online community, and educate your organizations about the campaign and about the focus on culture of health, and try to get everybody on board with that new initiative.